We are up to the letter Nun of the Aleph Beis in Ashrei. As we all know, there is no Nun. It skips from the Mem of Malchuscha to the Samach of Soimech Hashem L'chol HaNoiflin. The Gemara in Bracha says, why did it leave out the Nun? Because it has Mapaloson Shel Soine Yisrael. The Nun is a letter that in a way represents the fall of Klal Yisrael. Nofla Leisoisiv Kum Besulas Yisrael, Pasuk in Amos, that says that Klal Yisrael will fall, and there's really two ways of reading it. It could be read that we will fall and never come up, but the Gemara says that the right way to read it is we fell down and we will not Leisoisiv. We will not continue to fall. Kum, we will get up. I'll call upon him, the Nun is not there. The Nun, together with the Mem and Samach, in front and behind it, have a lot of the Muslims, whole Sfarim are written about it. But we'll take something that is, we could take with us. The Nun, on the one hand, represents the idea of Nefila. That's if we take it by itself. And the truth is that according to the full Aleph Beis, the Nun is the only letter that is totally by itself. There are really, according to Chazal, 27 letters in the Hebrew alphabet. There are 22 letters, and then there's another 5 end letters. Mem, Sofi, Nun, Tzadik, Pei, Chof. So the 22 plus 5 is 27. So the center of the 27 is the Nun. And it's the only one that is odd number. Doesn't have a pair. Mitzad Hasheni, if you have a double Nun, that reaches 100. 100, as we know, is a sign of Shlemus. We are supposed to say 100 brachas a day. That's considered a complete set of brachas. 100 is completion. One of the ideas behind it, Rabbi Yitzchak Eitzichover says with tremendous arichas, is that Nun by itself, when it's independent, is a sign of nefila. When it's without its ben zug, without its partner, it is a sign of nefila. But when we take a Nun, and its only partner is itself. We take two Nuns, and you have them face one another, then they're two halves of a circle. And we combine the two together, we form a full circle. And that circle is really made up of two Nuns, which represents 50 plus 50, 100, like we're saying, the completion. And it represents this idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Min HaShamayim, and he created this physical world that is down here. The Pasuk says, Yodi Yosta Oretz V'Yemini Tipcha Shamayim. One hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the earth, and the other hand made the Shamayim. And the right way that things are supposed to be is that the earth is looking up to the Shamayim, and in Mela the Shamayim looks down to the earth, and it brings the Ashrosa Shrin into the world. And that's the way the thing should be. That's the way it was on the time of the Beis HaMikdash, Matan Torah, when we saw the intense Ashrosa Shrina. And the two halves complemented one another and formed that full whole circle of the top shining down and the bottom looking up to the top and forming one unit. The idea of Nun, of Nofla, is when the Nun doesn't look up to its counterpart. The physical world doesn't look up to its counterpart in the spiritual world. And Nofla, we fall down. We just get involved in our physical, mundane lives. And that's the thing that drives us. And when we get to that point, then in the Chanami, that's Nefila. And that's what happened in the Bayis Sheni. Nofla, or the Bayis Rishon, by the Chum Bayis HaMikdash, was a Nun of Nefila. And it uses the letter Nun because the Nun should have been combined with the Nun on top of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and formed that full circle, the full 100 of all the koiches together. But we separated from Lamal and we got involved in our things, whether it was in the first base of Mikdash, in the Avodah Zarah, Gila Rosh, Vichas Domin, or the second base of Mikdash, people would do Torah and mitzvahs with all the chumras, but people were involved in themselves, and there was sinas chinim, hate between one Jew and another. That's all signs of detachment from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that caused our nefilah. So the reason why we're not saying the Nun in Ashrei is because the whole Ashrei is a mechaberas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And by skipping Nun, we're saying we don't want to be part of that type of concept of nefilah of Nun, where it's detached from the upper HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we hold our whole Ashrei is to connect us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you look at it, amazing thing, the Mem right before the Nun and the Samach right after it, is Mem and Sam is a gematria 100. Adarav, those two together, those are complementary letters. They form 100. Not only that, the way a Mem Sofi and a Samach looks is the way the two Nun should look together. When you put the two Nun together, it forms a circle, it forms a square, which is that complete form that we have also on the Mem and the Samach. So, Kolponim, when we're not saying the Mem, we remind ourselves, I don't want to be independent from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to be connected. And the Meila be Zeicher to that special Hashuas HaShchina and the Aliyah that we can get from being close with Hashem.